There you go. The Tecmo Bowl music means it is time for Tecmo Bowl? No, it is time for Papa's Football Podcast. I am John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by you guys. Fight for who goes first. You know you want it.
He's a veteran.
This is Howard Flood coming to you from Mike 2.
I guess that means I'm number three, Brian Bolte.
Oh, no, it says Mike 2 on the side of it, man. I try to take, like, your attendance has been much better than me this year, so.
Mine says Mike 1.
There it is.
There you go.
There it is.
Okay, let me clear that up then. You're a piece of shit compared to Howard, Brian. Don't forget it.
Hey, balls out for Brian, all right?
Show's website is pfpod.com. Go there for every show we do. If you want Twitter, I do it just at Papa's Basement. I'm sorry, that's where I draw the line. There's not going to be a million fucking Twitter feeds here.
Choke on Ritalin. I choke on Ritalin.
Yeah. Choke on Ritalin. And you are...
I'm at Basement Howard and I run your fucking show, dude. That's my handle for being your sidekick.
There you go. It has been a crazy week three in the NFL. Started off with one of those classic Patriot games. One of those games where I forgot there was football on Thursday night until about the third quarter. I throw it on. I think the Patriots are up like 64-8 over the Texans. I'm like, fuck, I don't have to pay attention at all. I think they had their third stringer was in. Who is it?
Brissett.
Okay, Brissett.
Out of NC State. NC State.
Rookie. He was in, carving him up pretty much like vintage Peyton Manning. Just one of those games. Belichick is famed. I guess there's so much he's famed for, like the stinky sweatshirt, cheating. But also he takes away a team's best player. I think J.J. Watt in like four games, I believe, against the Patriots to this day has yet to notch a sack.
Hmm.
Is it okay if I say I have J.J. Watt in fantasy football and he got me 1 point against the Patriots?
I know.
Against the third string quarterback when I thought he was going to eat up.
I know so little about fantasy. Thank fucking God. I just thought you just picked defenses en masse. Has that stopped?
No, there's a high level way of doing it where you have individual defensive players, IDP leagues.
Holy, don't you have any sort of pornography in your life?
I put my IDP in Houston's defensive end.
Oh,
it didn't work out for me.
You made a big fail. Just
no wanks, man.
Yeah, no faps.
You'd play a lot more fantasy football if you weren't jacking it to porn every night. So.
Oh, like I last a long time. There was just, it was a very bizarre week. I mean, the Eagles smashed what looked like maybe previously one of the best teams in the league, and the Steelers.
Got to watch that game, though, because you got to remember Le'Veon Bell is still out. So if you saw that, not that's going to be the Super Bowl matchup, but that would be a very different game if those two teams met in the playoffs.
Because their backup's doing so poorly.
He did yesterday. He had eight rushed. They rushed him 8 times. What a mistake.
Williams?
Yeah.
Is he like the oldest shit dude from...
He's like 34, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I love it how...
34, it's the new 24.
Oh, no. Any guy in the league at 34, 35, I'm like, that ancient fucking cocksucker. And I'm pushing 36 myself.
Yeah, I'm like, my prostate's older than his. Like, who am I to judge?
I'm getting my prostate checked next week. The first time I'm actually paying a real doctor to do it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So he's young to me.
I know, you're going to seize up. You're like, wait, it's not being done via tongue?
I thought you were supposed to use 2 digits and rub my nipples.
Exactly. I can't come if not called a slut. Trying to think what the hell else was the news. San Diego, last second loss. Again, Minnesota's defense sending Carolina to, I would say, a surprising 1-2. Did not everyone think after that Super Bowl, because our stupid human minds work this way? Okay, Denver had the bigger loss with their quarterback leaving, even if he was greatly diminished. Carolina, good enough to 15-1 last year.
They're going
to
be hungry.
Pretty much a lock, yes, to go 19-0 next year. We're now sitting at 1-2, wondering what the fuck.
And they got their number one beast of a wide receiver back. I really thought they were going to be lights out. Hence my pick over them the first week, which you laughed at me for, and you were right.
A little bit. I mean...
And you're right. Now that I'm seeing they're 9-3 against the Rams, and they lose again?
Kelvin Benjamin did not have a reception this week. It's baffling, is what Cam Newton said. Baffling. His own quarterback. Baffling.
Kelvin Benjamin looks like a little kid stuck his face in a cutout of a muscle man. Like, Kelvin Benjamin is a fucking weird-looking dude.
Because he's young, unlike us.
He is young. He is
but,
very
I mean,
young.
Really looks like a 12-year-old with muscles and dreads.
You know what? You really hit the nail on the head.
Like, if you're a chick, that's a brown bag special. Like, you gotta put a pillow over that motherfucker's face. Because otherwise, you're gonna feel like you're getting raped by the, like, biggest dick little kid on earth. You're like,
show me your ID or I can't come.
He's weird looking.
Oh god.
And let's see, I mean, last week I was all too happy to proclaim the death of the Bills. They go in there now. I'm not saying they didn't have ample help from Carson Palmer, who, let's be honest, if the Cards are going to do anything, Carson Palmer needs like an old Yeller, maybe a less violent form of euthanasia, but he needs to die for that team to rock.
It's worse for the Cardinals than it is for the Bills, because the Bills still stink. Nobody's saying that they're a good team from that win.
But do the Cardinals really need a huge arm young quarterback with all those offensive weapons around him?
They just might not screw it up.
His defense could win games. They've got a sick defense. They've got offensive weapons. What happened?
I'll tell you,
I'm
man.
I'm still bitter.
He's got, the technical term is the stink. He's got the stink on him, and it's not going to go off till he's done.
I guess he's cursed, but you literally...
He shit the bed. It wasn't... I mean, I'm not, like, complete Rain Man autistic about this, but weren't they just, like, murdered by Carolina in the playoffs? And
it
like,
wasn't even funny, yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember having to... It was during that huge blizzard, and I remember, like, a fucking addict, I had to shovel my girlfriend's driveway with one hand while I was watching the game on my phone, like holding it.
It's better than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were shoveling with one and, you know, something else to the other.
And I remember having to watch one of Peyton's last games that way. And then I was like, oh, here comes my great reward as I walk inside waiting for this hard-fought defensive battle. And I mean, like, 14, 15 minutes in, she's like, you want to watch Carol's on HBO? I'm like, fuck it, why not? This is over. This is as done as fucking Thanksgiving turkey. Let's move on.
I'm actually going to just focusing in on the NFC West. I'm very optimistic. Anybody who's listened to the show for the past couple seasons knows I'm big on Russell Wilson. I was a little worried going into the season.
You weren't
rebound.
A fan until you saw him in the Macklemore commercial. And then you're like, oh, white people feel safe around him. I might too.
But what was going to happen after Beast Mode left, you know? And it's been rough up until this week. Not looking so good up until this week. So.
I haven't gotten a chance to watch them really this season yet. I've just heard that they took a complete dog shit wholesale approach to the offensive line. I know Wilson's got like an MCL sprain. He was already fucked up, like a high ankle sprain. And I mean, Pete Carroll is kind of like the NFC Belichick to me. So I kind of wanted to see his shit crash and burn too. Belichick, I've now gone 180. Like, now that he's just crushing and he's made it abundantly clear Tom Brady's a fucking system quarterback and he could suck my dick, that is the truth. And he's plugging really anyone. He could take Mark Rippon's daughter in her fucking lingerie league.
Hold on, I'm not done. I'm still thinking about her.
She would hang goddamn 23 on someone. Like,
can I put something out about Wilson, though?
Okay.
Wasn't he supposedly saving himself for marriage?
Yeah.
And he married that really, really hot chick. You're the one that...
Sierra. Yeah.
He was married previously.
Yeah.
Last season, too? Was it
he married a chick when he was at Wisconsin or before.
But
didn't he just get remarried recently?
He did, yeah. I think he said they said they were both saving fucking each other for marriage.
The batches are going out of a different area now. He was throwing ropes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's true. Quarterbacks before. Now he's throwing ropes on Sierra's back. And that is why he's not the same quarterback. I'm going to put that out there.
I mean, it's not a bad theory. I think what's so funny about that, like, a chick can do the whole let's save it for marriage, and I'd kind of laugh but go, okay, but, like, she already had a kid. Like, I'm not saying she's not hot as shit, but, like, that's pussy as used as get, you know? Like,
she's like, it's a little used. I don't want him to know about it.
Yeah, like, you're not fooling anyone. Right. Like, that little motherfucker's running around, when are you going to fuck my mama? You know, like, little kid's probably pissed because Russell's being an asshole. They're both punishing the shit out of this kid. He's just like, get the fuck married. Start fucking each other. I can't take this.
Fuck my mom. See, I just want to put that out there, though. I just thought it was kind of weird. You know, once he starts throwing batches, all of a sudden he's not the same Russell Wilson.
No, dude, I'm sorry. If everyone who's obsessed with, like, Aaron Rodgers hasn't been the same Aaron. Yeah, he's sucking on Olivia Munn's half-Asian tits. Like,
but he had a hot chick before that, too.
Yeah, but he didn't have, like, celeb pussy. There's a difference. There's celeb pussy that's going to be like, oh, we're doing that fucking shoot for In Style. It's like, I gotta, like, study for the game. No, we have to do some live tweeting right now. We have to post some videos on Instagram. Like, I've seen Aaron Rodgers do cutesy shit with Olivia Munn.
He looked forward to away games to get out of Green Bay to find some hot chicks.
Don't you think there's something to be said for winning a Super Bowl, though? Because we're talking about two guys who have rings. You know what I'm saying? So for them, it's like, well, I kind of reached the one big pinnacle in a career. Now I'm going to get some celebrity pussy because I don't need the ring. That's Cam Newton's problem. Me, I'm good. He needs to, like, hold off on this marriage thing while he has, like, his baby's mom on the side while he tries to get that. But these other guys, it's like, yo, I'm just checking off items on the bucket list. I don't need to win right now. I'm good. I got the contract. I got the ring. I'm done.
I mean, it could be. It's fascinating to think about that when everyone laughs at the decisions that players make that might take them away from a contender. When it's like, oh, who the fuck left New England? Well, I guess, shit, he was traded and he went to the Cards.
Which guy?
I don't know. Like, New England had a pretty sick defender that I think the Cards gave a second rounder or something for.
Defense tackle. I should know his name off the top of my head. But yeah, defensive lineman.
Let's just say Bubby Brister because it's a funny name that I love.
Yeah, Buddy Brister.
Bubby Brister. The Bubby Brister trade.
My point is, it's these guys have real lives. Like, they really aren't just win 24/7. So you're right. I don't begrudge them when they go elsewhere for more money. Because maybe I don't fucking care about the ring, really. And I don't begrudge them if they're not playing like they used to because they're fucking draining their nuts in famous pussy.
Yeah,
like, right. These are real concerns. These are flesh and blood people. They're not toy soldiers that come to life for you every Sunday. Like, it's a job at the end of the day. It isn't their life. It can be a life calling, but it's still, at some point, it's a job. There's other facets to these motherfuckers. Like, you're telling me Mick Jagger never just phoned it in for 5 or 6 years? Like,
it almost seems like a mental illness to be like Brady or Manning.
It is. You have to be fucking sociopathic, man.
Yeah, I'd walk away after a certain point. Like, assuming I'd manage my money well. I know that's not the easiest thing. More money, more problems. But, yeah, like, I love it when guys retire early. I'm like,
You wouldn't buy 8 Bentleys? Because that's a good idea with your signing bonus.
Good investment.
It's an investment. Because they do not depreciate when you drive them off the lot.
Hey, man, a lot of those guys have big families to feed because suddenly you have, like, 1,700 cousins who are like, knock, knock, knock.
What's up, cousin?
Oh, my. That's my – if I ever somehow make it, do you know how many fucking cousins I have in the old country? They'd be like, oh, it's little Stavros over here. They're like, what the fuck? Get over, you little fucking monkey. Get back to Crete.
For 1 year, every corner will have – Papa's Greek restaurant or Papa's Gyros everywhere.
Hell with that. Hell with whatever cousins coming out of the woodwork.
I think it's mostly the Preparation A sponsorship that you'd be making money off.
The Harry Knuckle Removement Center.
Yeah, exactly. Knuckle lasering.
I could use some of that. Hook a brother up.
But you're right. Like, those are... It's funny. People think that they would be different if they were playing the game they quote-unquote love, and that they would hyper-focus on that, and somehow the rest of reality would fall away. But it wouldn't. And you hit it on the head. It's just freakish guys like Brady and Manning who, even at that level, with that much potential for distraction, are still like, if you don't put those fucking kids to bed, I will beat them till they're literally dead so I can fucking read this playbook.
Right.
Like, for the 19th time today. That's... It's them. I read some Belichick interview recently, or someone was talking about Belichick who had said something, and he explained so much how he just wants people to, like, let go of their ego, let go of a couple bucks, And he's like, look at what your team's going to be every year. And he was explaining, he still to this day can't really get guys to do that. Like there isn't, you'd think, given their track record, there is a line as long as Bubby Brister's dick to get to New England.
That's a big dick.
And he's like, no, man, you would be amazed how many people are like, fuck it, I want that extra $250,000 elsewhere.
Yeah.
What do you think? There's, I hate to keep beating Chris Hogan's dead horse.
Mm-hmm.
They overpaid him, but it was only $4 million. They didn't have to pay $8 million for a wide receiver two production, and they're going to get that out of him. They've got Julian Edelman, who's so on Tom Brady's jock, he bought a house in L.A. to be next to him to sniff it. And takes less money. He did. Seriously. He bought a house in L.A. next to Tom Brady so he can walk over in the morning, give him a cup of coffee, and smell his balls.
Yeah.
Danny, boy, Amendola, mm-hmm. took a pay cut to stay there. Look who they're re-signing. People that want to be there, and they get the production out of them. They do have to throw the money elsewhere, but once again, it's the Patriot way, and they're winning that way. They might overpay some of these guys, but just think about Chris Hogan after he has an 800-yard season and his contract's up. Someone's going to give him $6 million. He's not worth it. He's going to go somewhere else and get another 400 yards.
No, the problem, and before this turns too much into, like, you know, who can deep throat Belichick the hardest.
I could.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Mike.
It seems almost
YouTube
every fucking coach in the league is like, this is what I want to implement. These are the guys I need. I remember when Lovie Smith came to Tampa, and they're like, give Lovie a couple years. He'll dump the entire goddamn roster and mold it in his own image. It seems so few people, really just Belichick off the top of my head, are able to be like, okay, this is who I've got. This is what he's good at. I'm going to tailor my shit around that. I'm not going to keep trying to ram a goddamn square peg into a round hole. I'm going to say, my dude does this. It makes me almost think Belichick would be a great parent. Like, I've got a super gay son. I'm going to get into drama. You know, like, I'm not going to make him wrestle.
You remember, it was the Steelers who cut Blunt. LeGarrette Blount a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, Blount's son.
And it's just like, why didn't they just put him on IR or something? Because obviously he was immediately going to go back to the Patriots and they're going to win the Super Bowl. That was the first thing I thought, where I was like, you can't just cut him. You can't just let Belichick get a great running back. That dude could not play for anybody but Belichick. He's one of those guys that, he's like Randy Moss, where you hear him talk, the guy had like attitude problems, and it literally comes down to if they don't respect the coach, if they feel like the coach is an idiot, which, in the NFL, it's more than half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, those are the guys who are like, I actually can respect what Bill Belichick is saying. He's straightforward with me.
Famed Raider, yeah. Randy Moss.
But Randy Moss was, he used to torment coaches other than Belichick. And, like, they even had a standoff where Randy was as respectful as I've ever heard him as he left that team. And it's just one of those things where I don't know what it is about other teams when you watch Belichick just kind of rotate running backs. He changes the game based on the running back. And like we've seen it with quarterbacks this year, he's been able to show that he can do this with anybody. It doesn't take Tom Brady to win as a Patriot.
You've been listening to the Patriots Corner.
There you
later,
go.
We're going to sniff Belichick's not somewhere, but you're, I hate to keep chiming in, but you're right. He's got Blount, who just runs people over. Then he throws in his little speedy guys that can catch balls out of the backfield and make Brady look good. F you, Brady.
I'm trying to just throw in a couple of last-second stories because we're going to wrap this one up. Our boy Howie has to roll, and we've done a lot of recording.
This
already,
is the marathon. So this is the third show.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Guys.
That's all good. I'm sick of any Bears games in primetime. Akin to the Texans game on Thursday, I was doing some dog shit Sunday night. I'm like, oh, yeah, fucking Sunday night football. And I knew it was the Bears, especially the Bears in primetime. I'm like, there's no reason to watch this. I tune in. Maybe still some time left in the first quarter. They're down, I think, 17-0. What the like, that team, I don't get to look down on many teams that are, like, not abjectly embarrassing. Like, everyone gets to shit on the Browns. But as a Skins fan, there's not a lot of teams that aren't Browns level I get to look at and laugh at. The Bears are one of them.
That's the thing. Like, the Browns are hilariously bad. It's a train wreck that you can't take your eyes off of.
It's a national pastime shitting on the Browns.
The Bears are just boring.
And bad.
And it's even sad that Cutler's out there even worse, because I didn't think Cutler was that good of a quarterback. But
no, like, wasn't it a couple years ago he went out and McCown came in and they just bald like motherfuckers.
That's not what's happening with that current backup.
No, because McCown wasn't that horrible. He thrived in that system. And I forgot who the fuck was the coach for that. He was fired, I guess, next year.
Hey, good thing they got rid of Forte.
Trestman or no? Yeah.
Because Forte didn't have anything left in him.
spent husk of a man.
Is he up to 10 touchdowns already? The guy's killing it.
Yeah.
It's fucking maddening.
They got two more at least coming up very soon. They got one against the Packers, one against the Vikings.
What, so. Primetime?
Yeah.
They're going to get murdered. Like, I mean, fucking beat to death.
I really can't wait to watch both those games, to be honest with you, though, because don't you love to watch a lopsided NFC North battle where the Bears are just getting reamed?
I mean, I don't really have a dog in the North one way or the other. Like, whoever's winning that year, I'll kind of track with them. I really have no allegiance there, but in some ways, I'm thankful so I can get my life back. That I'm not like watching 18 hours of football a week.
That's true.
Like, I didn't have to watch Thursday night. I flipped it on. It was 27-0. I'm like, I will literally not even humor this. Yeah. Sunday night, I got to go and like, I don't know what I did. Probably played video games and looked at porn. You know, see, nothing better. But
I do like a blowout once in a while. I know a lot of people don't, but I watched some of that Thursday night game because I was like, wow, Brock Osweiler is laughably bad right now. And I wonder
he was never great. Yeah. He got a contract based on a system. He was never great.
But just to watch the contrast between like third string rookie quarterback versus like dude who got overpaid in free agency and just the disparity of performance, you could just see the stress on the Houston sideline of like, this may end our season.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing how badly we're getting beaten.
I think it's funny that they're, at least in the case of the Patriots, they're a team that exists in the league where people will just lose to them and be like, okay, let's just go on with the rest of the year. We'll beat everyone else. Like, as if they won't encounter these people in the postseason at some point.
Maybe someone else will upset them. That's the funny thing. There are a couple coaches.
You're just
coaches.
Like, someone else might take them out. And then it's like, if I actually have to face them, fuck.
Yeah. No, that's how Chuck Pagano lives life in Indianapolis. Like, he doesn't have a prayer against Belichick. He never will.
No, there are guys like Belichick is literally in their head.
And there's a couple guys I think of Ravens coach Harbaugh and then Rex Ryan out of Buffalo. Those are two guys who Belichick struggles against. You know,
I can think of one named Tom Coughlin.
Well, he's out right now.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of Rex Ryan, Bills were talking to Coughlin this week. Don't know what it's about, but I don't know if Rex has the biggest edge. I know that.
It's not huge, but they match up.
Yeah.
They will match up at least. Like, there's respect.
Rex
there.
Will take like one out of three, something like that. It's not even a 50-50.
He does better than most.
I'll give you that.
I'll take him over Chuck Pagano any day of the week, put it that way.
Dude, I wouldn't take Chuck Pagano to make me a fucking coffee. I'm sorry. You mean that guy that got a job and an extension because of what Bruce Arians did when he had cancer? Oh, that shit. Chuck Pagano. Okay.
Damn, man. Like, the AFC South is just a joke, because who else they got? We've already shitted on Houston and Indianapolis, and you're talking about Jacksonville?
Titans, Jags.
Oh, come on. It's unfair that anybody gets a playoff bid out of that division. I'm going to say that.
Give Titans, Jags some time. They're the ones that are coming up. They really are.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm telling you, they have some young talent. I mean, a couple years.
Gus Bradley's ass, maybe when he's fired. Jags aren't going to do shit this year.
I personally would like to see the Jags win the division. They might do it at 7-9, but I want to see somebody fresh out of that division because I'm tired
love
of
to
watching.
See the Jags at 7-9.
Well, I mean, because Houston got it last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it was one of the worst playoff performances I've seen in a very long time. I don't care if you're on like your second or third quarterback of the season. You got to do better than that.
Well,
you just got to.
They couldn't put J.J. Watt on the offensive side and the defensive side.
They did that, what, 5-6 times last year? Yeah, where he was just a bigger, meaner Gronk.
You got to talk about Sammy Bram Muffins.
Who we got? Sammy?
Sammy Bram Muffins. Who's
this? Sam Lockett? Oh, okay.
You got to at least mention him. He mentioned Minnesota. Aren't they 3-0?
Yes.
They won without AP, and Sammy Bram Muffins went in and...
I mean, I think that's more a side effect of, who's it, Zimmer? Their coach, the defense?
You don't think it's Sammy Bram Muffins? Because he's got them looking.
He's not actively hurting them.
I think it has a lot to do with the preseason that Sam Bradford spent in Philadelphia, because the Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson, seems to be the quarterback whisperer. He's got Carson Wentz killing it right now. Last year, he was coaching Alex Smith, who's been killing it as well. This is a guy who's got three quarterbacks that have recently been under his tutelage playing the best football of their careers. I know Wentz is new, but come on, like, that's a pretty good performance from a rookie. You got Bradford playing the best he's ever done. And Alex Smith, I thought that guy was a bust. He's actually, like, a respectable playoff quarterback right now.
He's not horrible.
That, you're a freaking genius. Sticks out for Howard.
Yeah.
That was well put.
I'm just saying, like, Bradford, it doesn't surprise me that he's playing the best ball ever, like, that he's ever played in the NFL. So I actually got Minnesota winning that division. I don't know if you guys see the North ending up any other way.
I don't think the Lions do much. The Bears don't even waste my
Never
time.
Never underestimate the Packers, but yeah.
Packers can
right
do
now,
shit.
Minnesota.
I'm so fucking over Mike McCarthy. I'm so over Mike McCarthy.
He's a great kisser. So.
Well, is there anything we wanted to dissect from next week, or are we just, let's punch out of this one? Or
well, plug the other ones. We had three shows tonight.
We had
Make
three
sure
shows.
You listen to them all.
Yeah, we had, who the hell?
Daniel Paul White. He was awesome.
And Gino Bisconti.
Danny Boy, and then we had Gino, and then we had us, Pretty Men.
They're all going to go up on the site throughout the week, so just subscribe to us on iTunes and on YouTube, youtube.com/Papa's Basement, and iTunes, it is under Papa's Football Podcast, PAPA. 1P. And yeah, you can get all the material that way. Guys, it's I don't know. Love you. Miss you. Kiss you. There we go. And so I'm John Papa Giorgio. This was Papa's Football Podcast. At Papa's Basement on Twitter, pfpod.com for the site where every episode we've ever done is there. You guys do your thing.
This is Howard Flood at Basement Howard on Twitter.
And you got Brian Bolte here at Choke on Ritalin. And if you guys don't listen to Papa's Basement on Thursdays, right?
This week it should be, yeah.
Check it out. It's on his stream on iTunes as well. It's also on your YouTube channel. And a brother show I really like. I guess it's now the Popcast.
I like OPP.
I like OPP as well. I'm down with OPP. Anyway, check out John's other shows as well.
Thanks, buddy. Till the next one. We're out of here.